This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
The other week I went to buy a friend a birthday present and, well, all my friends are turning 18 this year and, like, you want to buy something nice but, like, you don't want to go wrong. So when it's a friend that I, like, don't know as well, I go for the classic, like, get a candle. But, like, a really nice one, just so it's, like...
You can't go wrong
with
candles.
It's special, but then, like, yeah, you can't go wrong. And, like, sometimes I'll choose the scent, just like, I think they'd like this, and then it's a little bit personal.
Mm.
But, like, you know, as a Year 12 student, I just didn't have time to, like, go for the extreme presents. So I went for the candle, and it had been, like, maybe the third time I'd gone to this particular shop for this exact candle, and I walked in, and I noticed that the girl working was a girl who served me last time.
Mm.
And then as I was like, oh, she won't recognise me. They get people in... every day, I'm just one of those customers. And then when she's, like, gift wrapping it, she's like, you came in last week, didn't you? Or something. And I was like, oh, yes. And then she's like, and you bought the exact same thing. I was like, oh, I did too. And then the whole rest of the time that she's gift wrapping it, I'm just standing there like, how can I escape this? I felt so awkward because I was like, now I've become a regular. Yeah. Like, I've never experienced this.
No.
Like, I'm never coming back here again just because
really?
I don't know why I was awkward. It got me thinking about times where, like, I shouldn't have felt awkward at all, but I just did.
I actually find it quite uplifting.
Yeah.
Like, because I go to a particular store to buy some books and stuff, and I was at this conference and they had a stand, like a mobile stand for the shop, and the guy that was running the stand actually knew me from going into the store and stuff, and it's really just uplifting when it's like, oh yeah, I remember you.
I
feel like you either find it flattering or just, like, really awkward.
Yeah, because you'd think that's why they do it, to try and keep customers coming back, but it'd be funny to see how many customers they turn away, but be like, I don't want you to know who I am, please don't ask what my name is, don't remember.
Like, don't get me wrong, it's a sales tactic, because it works on, like, the psychology of it, that if they can make you feel good, you're more likely to come back. It's the same with, like, loyalty programs or anything like that.
Yeah, my local coffee shop, they remember my name, and it makes me feel like... a bit of a... when they remember my name and I don't remember their name, I'm like, oh, who am I? But it definitely keeps me coming back and giving me that little bit of, oh, they know who I am, you know?
They probably write your name down on a coffee cup so that that written recognition also helps with the facial recognition. But you're right, there are two reactions to this. You're either flattered or you're freaked out.
Yeah.
And I think I totally agree with you, Sal, about the coffee thing, especially when they know your order.
Yeah.
Speaking on behalf of, you know, hospo workers, oh, my goodness, it is so hard to remember when you've got eight different adjectives in front of that coffee. You've got skinny, you're also trying to have soy as well. It's got to be half froth. It's got to have no chocolate. It's got to be, I don't know. Yeah. What else can you have in your coffee?
But that's even that can even work well with things in the most unlikely places. Like my local post office, right? It gets to the point where I've had so many parcels come through that I don't even need ID to pick up a package now.
That's great.
Because they know me. I don't have to pull out a license. I have to sign for it, but they just know who I am.
And that's, like, in this modern world as well. That feels like something from the 50s, you know?
Yeah.
Like, go to the post office, recognise your face. It's nice.
Very nice.
In a city.
Yeah, legit, because I think if I ever, you know, misplace my wallet or my license, I don't need ID.
You see this face?
You know who I am. Your ID. Look at me.
Yeah, it's like celebrity status. I mean, excuse me, I am Beyonce. Don't you know this?
I'm that other member of Destiny's Child.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.